The Volumes of Truth. Volume 4. Wisdom. April 26, 2010. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. True wisdom is not of man, nor is it found in the earth, but from above. Heavenly. Holy. For that created, was created according to the wisdom of him who created it, and by whom all things consist, knowing their form from the beginning. Therefore, the fear of the Lord, is indeed the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One, is understanding, as it is written. Yet in vain, men continue to seek out wisdom, yet never find it. They search for knowledge, yet it remains just outside their reach. For apart from me, there is no knowledge. Apart from me, all understanding passes away. For I am He, the only fountain, from which flows all wisdom and knowledge, the source of all things. For I am He who spoke into the dark, which was upon the face of the deep. Behold, I am He who divided the light from the darkness. Thus all things conform to the line which I have set. For my will is a rock which can never be moved, the confines, in which all creation exists. And behold, the earth abides forever, and everything in it gives heed to the will of the Most High God, having come forth by the word of my power. Thus, that which has been corrupted, shall be purified, and that which has become crooked, shall once again be made straight, restored to the form in which I created it, according to that same wisdom, by which it was made at the first. From glory to glory, by grace, of grace, says the Lord. So then, all who receive of me, grow wise, receiving of that which is pure, learning to walk in that which is eternal. As one being led along a mountain stream of living waters, filled with a fervent desire to seek out its source, drinking from it along the way, gaining strength in weakness, leaving all behind in their holy pursuit. Yet with the ungodly, it is not so. For the ungodly man proclaims the wisdom of the world, seeking always to lay hold on it, to make it his own. Thus he shall indeed gain the world, yet shall be left wanting, when all he has built up for the sake of his own glory comes crashing down. For all who remain married to this world shall surely share in its end. For the wisdom of man is like him, grass of the field, here today, and tomorrow thrown into the fire. And thus shall the wisdom and glory of man be destroyed together, along with that which had sprung up from beneath. Lies. Ever-growing deceptions. Leading him away from the truth and the life. For like lost sheep, all have gone astray. There are none who know, not one who truly understands. They run to and fro in all the earth, neither seeing nor believing, grasping always at particles of dust, blowing in the wind. Worldly men, sinking into the mire of their own ways. Meet for death. A whole generation of dying children, suffocating in the ever-shifting sands of religion, philosophy, and science. Falsely called truth and wisdom, built upon the corrupt knowledge of man. All of which, shall be burned up in the day. Therefore, here is wisdom. The only knowledge which endures forever. True understanding. I am. And you are in life because of me. And all that is, even all these worlds, to every star you see in the heavens, was made according to the wisdom of the Father, brought forth and established through the Son, by whom all things consist. For I am, and have always been, the way and the life, the salvation of God, the only truth from which all understanding flows. Yahushua, Yahuwah.